welcome to another exciting instalment of the Idle Fantasy Podcast. Yeah. Patty Jervers, you were the first to look in my eyes.
Sorry, I jumped over you there because I was so excited for you to say my name.
Jump over me and scream yes.
Oh,
that's what I love.
Scream on me.
We've always got Zach Cole in the house.
What's up, what's up?
Hey man, how are you?
I'm pretty good, yeah. Feeling, you know, it's the Fantastic. New year, it's all good.
Yeah! New year!
And Liam Welton. Now, Liam, you're going to be taking over from me today because we've got a special instalment install.
Yeah, a little bonus episode.
Yeah, a little bonus feature. It's a director's commentary.
Yeah.
Of the movie Shark's Tale.
There's the Disney logo. I don't even know if...
No, it's DreamWorks, mate.
Fucked it already.
I haven't seen it.
There's the car wash. Interesting fact about car wash.
Yeah.
Can't wash a car underwater, can you?
No. So, no. Especially not when it's 9 to 5. Oh, yeah. Is that in it as well?
You pointed to me as if I had to play a jingle.
Here we go. Take it away.
I mean, I remember in the movie they wash whales, though. That was the point. It's a whale wash.
Oh, that's really smart. Because they're fish. But
that's what. They still ripped off a pop song from the 70s rather than write a film.
Yeah, they then sang a song that wasn't even an act song. They then sang
Car Wash. It was a terrible song.
Wasn't Christina Aguilera the in it?
She was the head car washer.
She was the head fish.
Hang on. Am I confused here? Are we actually doing a commentary on the film?
You can do your own thing, mate.
I wasn't so mad we're doing a commentary. It's just if we're gonna bash it, you gotta get your facts right bashing it. You can't just be throwing out there random no knowledge.
Fair enough. Zach.
That's true. Well, Liam Welton, you'll be taking us to the car wash, yeah, today.
I will be. So I got a gift last Christmas, and I've left that deliberately ambiguous.
Was it my heart?
That'll be good. Yeah, the very next day, though, Zach, I'm aggressively re-gifting that.
Oh, wow, that's really troubling for me. I think that's probably going to influence the rest of my career, writing songs.
Also, the cleverness of saying last Christmas has been undermined by you immediately explaining the ambiguity of it.
Yeah. It's all right. Cut that bit. So, my Secret Santa gift was the very first Choose Your Own Adventure book, The Cave of Time.
Hello.
And so I know, Tom, I know you are listening. I totally knew it was you who gave me this. So thank you very much, Tom. I thought it might be fun if we played this together. So what I'll do is I'll read it. And then the three of you, when we come to choices, you can put your heads together and vote on which one you want to do.
Cool. We choose our own adventure. what a hot take.
Ooh. Is that actually the first ever one?
This is apparently the first ever Choose Your Own Adventure.
That's really fucking cool, actually.
The Cave of Time by Edward Packard. But I took a look inside and it says the concept title and editorial assistance for The Cave of Time were provided by Andrea Packard. I mean, that's most of it, right? Like, basically, this is this guy just kind of like going, well, my wife's had a brilliant idea.
Christian, not the words, though. Like, you can have an idea. I mean, I reckon someone had the idea for cars without actually building a fucking car. Like,
someone had the idea for cars before cars.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
the guys who made the movie Cars were like, God, I wish someone would invent this thing.
If you could come up with an idea, it's not yours until you do it.
I'm just saying, history forgets the women behind the men.
I think that's... And I'm going to... Particularly in D&D related.
I want to be clear, I didn't register it was a woman. I was just like... I was just talking about two people.
You were angry forever.
I didn't realise it was a woman. I thought
some freeloader, you thought.
I just heard Packard.
All right.
That sounds great, man. I'm actually really amped to do this because me, Paddy and I in former lives have made up our own Choose Your Own Adventures and it's a lot harder than it appears.
Yeah, it's incredibly difficult, but now we get to do it all over again with someone else reading it for us.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to make mine up. I'm just going to read what's on the page.
I like it.
I was going to say you want to take another run at those words?
No, I'm happy with that. That's how it's going to go.
Well, those were your own. No one can take that away from you. You didn't read those
ones. Is it a long book? How long is this going to take? I mean...
Well... It all kind of depends on how well you all do.
Oh, I see.
Because it could end within like 5 minutes, or like I don't think that's going to take longer than like 40 max.
Okay. Watch us.
Yeah. I am a slow reader, and I do trace with my finger. So.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. So you're kind of like a generic adventurer in this. Book?
Hang on, are we just a thoroughly schizophrenic adventurer? Is this going to be our justification?
I always imagine it like it was just a generic adventurer. Almost like a Wii version of an adventurer, like a really shit one, but then we're just the sprites around it, just kind of like
what if he's got a mystical medallion and he's hearing voices from the elder gods above,
with a little council of his conscience,
the devil and the angel and the conscience kind of thing. That's what I was thinking. Devil, we're on his shoulders.
You're the devil, Zach. Paddy's the angel, and I'll be Gunty, the middle option,
the unfortunate ass boy.
If I'm the devil and he's the angel, you're the fence, which is kind of
I'm a great fence.
You're like the wall in Pyramus and Thisbe, and Zach and I are going to kiss through you.
Oh, that's not at all what I wanted.
And the adventurer will watch.
I don't want that either. That's such an angel thing to say.
You will not be tonguing through.
Why am I the angel? I'm going to mess that up.
Because you've got big hair, big golden hair.
Oh, that's fair.
And the wings you always wanted.
Can I be Aslan?
No, straight away, no, not all powerful lion.
Let me just check in the book. No, Aslan. There it is. Okay, here we go. You've hiked through Snake Canyon once before while visiting your Uncle Howard at Red Creek Ranch, but you never noticed it.
Howard? Howard's a creep.
The first ever Choose Your Own Adventure book. The first hero we're going to encounter is Howard, your uncle.
Sorry, I should give you more time. I didn't realise that the book was going to start with that much to unpack. There's so much there.
Who's Howie?
Also, why are we on a ranch?
There's so many questions.
The year is 1904.
Guys, we've got to get through the paragraph.
Okay, yeah. But you've never noticed any cave entrance. It looks as though a recent rock slide has uncovered it. So, new cave.
Ooh, new cave.
Intrigue.
First clue.
Though the late afternoon sun is striking the opening of the cave, the interior remains in total darkness. You step inside a few feet, trying to get an idea of how big it is. As your eyes become used to the dark, you see what looks like a tunnel ahead, dimly lit by some kind of phosphorescent material on the walls. The tunnel walls are smooth, as if they were shaped by running water. After 20 feet or so, the tunnel curves. You wonder where it leads. You venture a bit further, but you feel nervous being alone in such a strange place. You turn and hurry out. A thunderstorm may be coming, judging by how dark it looks outside. Suddenly, you realise the sun has long since set, and the landscape is lit only by the pale light of the full moon. You must have fallen asleep and woken up hours later. But then you remember something even more strange. Just last evening, the moon was only a slim crescent in the sky. You wonder how long you've been in the cave. You are not hungry. You don't feel you have been sleeping. You wonder whether to try and walk back home by moonlight or whether to wait for dawn rather than risk losing your footing on the steep and rocky trail. So, what's it going to be? Are you going to start back home or are you going to wait?
Wait, so I just need to...
Okay,
So we went into a cave...
We decided it was dark.
And then came out of the cave and it's like a week and a half later.
Yeah, guys, I think some shenanigans have gone afoot.
Okay, maybe it's a cave of time.
This future adventure is not going to be like, go back and see your uncle. It's sad.
I want to find Howard.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just more my instinct is, okay, cool, scary time cave. Leave.
Let's go home. Let's go home. I think let's go for the broken neck option.
I agree. Okay. I think we should leave.
Let's be bold.
We're going to start back home.
Although I feel like being called the Cave of Time, we're probably going to have to come back at some point.
Right, we choose our own adventure.
All right, Marty McFly.
It's our own adventure, Pat. We have to do whatever we want.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we don't have to. We can outvote you.
All right,
yeah.
Call at Howard. That's option number three.
Call Howard?
Yeah.
What?
I want to find Uncle Howard.
I don't know what setting this is, but I don't think you've got a mobile on.
Yeah.
What? Since this book was written in about 80 something.
Also, there were two... Why... that's the point. We can't just make up an option.
No, you've always got to go. So, all right, okay.
Choose your own adventure.
Baby's first, choose your own adventure. It's all written down in the book, and you've got to turn to a certain page.
Yeah.
But we have to turn to, like, with only a number of options every time.
Yeah.
Okay.
There will usually only be two options.
There's not like a secret option. It's like, oh, you found this.
Reading.
Everyone unfolds a secret drawer.
I'm just working out how it works. You know, making sure.
Okay, so you're going to start back home?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. As you start walking back towards the ranch, you notice the trail seems very different than you remember it, though of course the moonlight can play tricks on your eyes. But you suddenly realise you are not walking on the trail at all, but on what seems to be a dried up riverbed. You hurry back to the cave entrance. You look around you and realise the whole landscape has changed.
Oh no.
While you were in the cave, torrents of water have washed out the trail, yet there is not so much as a puddle left. You shiver. It is cold, much colder than it should be for this time of year. You take a jacket out of your backpack and put it on, but you are still freezing. At least the world about you seems brighter. It's getting light in the east. The sun will soon be up. You look at your watch. Oh, okay, so mobile phone's not out the question.
Got a watch.
Watches slightly predated mobile phones.
Yeah. He didn't look at his mobile phone to tell the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your watch has not run down, though you wound it only a few hours ago.
Also a wound up watch.
Yeah.
Crucially.
Good point. Nothing seems to make sense anymore.
Technology for a start.
You know you should get back to the ranch as quickly as possible, yet somehow you feel the only way to change things back to the way they were is to re-enter the cave. Oh. So, are you going to continue towards the ranch, or are you going to go back to the cave?
I mean, we should have some conviction in our beliefs, right?
I mean, we wanted to go back to the ranch, and so far he's made it two steps out and gone, oh no!
I haven't read ahead, but I'm really hoping this isn't going to be every time you take a step
to the ranch.
Maybe back to the cave,
maybe we should go back to the cave of time, guys.
Oh, I'm doubling down.
Go see creepy uncle.
Yeah, let's find Howard at the ranch, because, I mean, the ranch is going to be different. Like,
maybe we're going to find out why Howard's weird.
Or we're going to freeze to death on the way to the ranch.
Or we're going to be the reason that Howard is weird.
Maybe one of us is Howard.
Why is Howard weird?
He's called Howard and he's in a Choose Your Own Adventure novel.
Come on,
Uncle Howard from Ringneck Ranch.
On the ranch on his own. Yeah. Normal
okay.
guy, man.
Alright, cool.
Alright, so you're gonna head back.
Ranch.
As it gets lighter, you realise you can't be on the right track. The canyon seems shallower than it was. The riverbed is strewn with boulders that were never there before. The cold wind chills you through to the bone, yet it's the middle of summer.
I mean, is it?
Is it?
It is now.
No, hang on, but he's cold. Is he not cold anymore? We'll find out.
Well, it was summer when you entered the cave.
He's shivery, okay.
He also, I mean, how did he know it was at the bottom of the riverbed if there was a river there before?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
There was a trail. It's now a riverbed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Time's gone crazy, Zach.
So, yeah, but I'm just thinking out loud, like, that the change between winter and summer is not enough time for an entire river to form, carve a path, and then dry up.
It could have been years. It could have been millennia.
I'm thinking if Howard was there, if the river has formed and then dried, Howard's now dead.
Well, let's find out.
Centuries.
Right. Yeah, fair.
As you climb to higher ground to get a better view, you notice patches of snow. From the top of a ridge, you survey a barren plain, frozen lakes, and, in the distance, a massive range of snow-covered mountains.
Aww.
You begin to realise you are not merely lost, you are lost in time. You have somehow been transported to an ice age that occurred many thousands of years ago.
How can he, from there, judge whether the polar ice caps have extended beyond their usual reach?
Well, he is the, so yeah, you worked out.
We
worked
out. Yeah,
we just worked out to an extent. Geez. Like, river formed, then went back, and then now. I mean,
it's
that's
just a big
not,
jump to go to ice age.
It is,
Jack,
yeah,
is
it is.
Saying.
It's a big leap. It is a big leap. Also, Liam, I've just caught sight of one of the pages. Are we a small boy?
You are quite a small boy.
We are the voices in a small boy's head.
Oh, God, we're a mad boy.
We're a mad boy.
Oh, no.
Why is everything mad?
Because he's hearing three different voices arguing about whether or not Howard's dead, and he's looking through an ice age.
I was about to say, you're saying Howard's the weird one, but you are three 30-somethings possessing the brain of...
Every trauma has a root.
20-somethings. You walk towards one of the cliffs that borders the canyon, seeking shelter from the wind, and you notice an entrance to another cave.
No!
For fuck's sake.
Hell.
No, but this is the cave of space.
Normality.
Instead of time.
This is the cave of crime.
This is the reset cave.
Yeah.
Safe point. Then
you'll enter the cave of time. T-H-Y-M-E. You are tempted to go inside, but you feel you should keep moving in hopes of somehow reaching familiar country.
Oh, God.
So are you going to enter this new cave or continue on?
Okay, I'm voting against the cave, but Pat, what have you got?
Is it continue on full stop or is it continue on to the ranch? Does it say
it just
anything
says continue
about...
I think we need to go into a cave if it's an ice age.
You're just like straight away hunter-gatherer.
Well, I'm just straight
away. Find some animals, get
straight
some
away. Let's get out of the freezing winds.
But it's funneling us towards these caves. Like, so I want to know what happens if we don't go to the caves.
I mean, it was doing the opposite, frankly.
Yeah.
I thought,
well, yeah, keep something aware. Hey, look, I want to go
and
see,
I want to gaze upon the ruins of the dude ranch.
This is before.
Yeah, maybe
though.
We'll find the dude.
Oh, do you reckon this is the future? Oh. Future, I
Maybe they're going to Planet of the Apes us at the end of it.
Interesting.
Statue of Liberty and all
that.
It was Uncle Howard all along.
Maybe you'll find a bunch of phones.
All right, so we're going to go to where the ranch was and we're going to excavate.
So we find Howard.
Right, dig up the ranch. Go to page Dig Up Ranch.
Okay, well, we'll continue on. We'll see if Dig Up the Ranch becomes an option. You continue on, following a trail leading up a steep incline.
It's not very dangerous yet, is it?
Here we go, inclines, dude.
Yeah, also it's an ice age as well. It's pretty dangerous.
I've seen you on a steep incline. It's dangerous enough.
All right, it's not dangerous enough, is it?
Oh, good.
You hear loud trumpeting...
20 tigers!
You hear loud trumpeting sounds from a nearby ravine.
Oh, cool, a jazz band.
The sounds of a large animal.
This is going to be some sort of mammoth, isn't it?
Yeah, like...
You climb over some rocks and find yourself looking down on one of the largest land mammals that ever lived. The woolly mammoth.
He's guarding 10 caves.
Says currency in this new dystopian world.
His anus is a cave. Do you climb in?
I will trade tusk for cave.
I think we can assume that the ranch isn't there anymore then. If it's,
Howard is the one.
Yes, that's what it's all along. It's his woolly mammoth ranch.
Yeah. Huge as the creature as this creature is, its size is exaggerated even more by its thick coat of wool. You are cold, desperate, and tired. From your rock ledge, only a few feet over the mammoth, you could drop down on its back, burrow into its warm wool, and ride where it takes you.
Yes, yes, please.
Obviously.
What's the other option?
What
there?
A mental,
why would they even write
option?
One?
The other one is continue on foot, presumably to go find Howard.
No! We ride the mammoth to Howard.
Yeah, ride the mammoth.
Yeah, ride the mammoth.
Howard was inside us all along. That was weirder than I meant.
He wasn't inside us all along. He was a mammoth waiting to be ridden all
along.
This
child's an idiot. Like, first option is, I'm really cold. First thing to do, burrow into a mammoth's wool.
That sounds like a very good idea to me, Zach. It's exactly the first thing I'd do if I was cold and there was a mammoth.
Yeah.
Right, well.
And there was a northerner in your head.
So if you were cold, there was a mammoth, your first thought would be to approach the mammoth.
Getting at her. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, make friends with that mammoth, buy a nice dinner.
Remind me to never go to an ice age with
you. It's hairy business. Don't come to an ice age with me.
Okay. So you jump onto the mammoth. As you land, the mammoth shudders like a horse shaking off flies.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, it was a lovely metaphor.
It begins lumbering along up the valley, apparently unaware that you are still clinging to its woolly back, keeping warm and enjoying the ride. The mammoth reaches high ground, nibbles at some bark, and then walks on. Perhaps it will carry you near some cavemen who will give you food and shelter. It's all building up to cavemen. Right. Suddenly the mammoth stops and turns its head, listening for something. You look up and you see human figures approaching from two sides. They are carrying spears and clubs.
Aye.
The mammoth begins to run. You hold tight. The hunters follow, screaming and yelling. You can't see where the mammoth is heading, but you're afraid the hunters will drive it off a cliff.
Wow, we're being hunted.
Yep. Yet if you jump off while it's running, you could be badly hurt.
Aye.
The choices are you jump to the ground or you hang on.
So either Thelma and Louise with a mammoth.
We hang on.
We've got to hang on. Like, I'm
no,
not,
jump off at Ugg
and fight cavemen.
Yeah.
We're a small boy. We'll die.
Friend. Is the mammoth definitely he's running
boy,
like big time towards the cliff? Right?
No, it doesn't say that it's running towards a cliff. It just
might do.
I think the kid is quite a bit smarter than you guys, and it knows that this is how cavemen hunted mammoths.
Wait,
they drove them off
I
cliffs.
I knew that. Don't shortchange me. The fuck.
I didn't know that, so I'm glad you explained it.
I don't. I mean, I would ask whether it's possible to know that, being there's no like documentary evidence.
Well, look, this kid's got an inkling. What are you going to do?
Majority rule. I'd get off this elephant. But
I'd stay on.
You guys want to stay on?
Yeah.
Majority rule, guys.
Oh, shit. I mean...
Thelma and Louisa?
I mean, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Page 53.
We die.
Death.
We die. If this is the end
I
of Thelma
I think we're probably going to die, aren't we?
We would have had to die if we had to fight two cavemen as well, though, right?
You hold tightly to tufts of wool, hoping the mammoth will slow down enough so you can safely slide off.
Hoping.
But suddenly it pitches forward, making a terrible bellowing. In an instant, you realise you are falling through space.
Nailed
you
it.
Cry out...
Space cave!
You cry out helplessly as you lose your grip.
Help me, Mammoth!
Falling faster and faster.
Oh, shit.
What?
Thousands of years later, when Dr. Carlton Frisbee, the famous paleontologist, finds your bones next to those of a woolly mammoth in the Red Creek excavation, he is amazed at how closely you resemble a 20th century human being.
Wow.
Curveball.
Duh end.
Duh end.
Can we bandersnatch it and change that choice?
No, I think you two need to live with that decision.
I'm fine with that. I stand by that decision. I would not have fought two cavemen.
Why did you go off a cliff on the back of a mammoth?
We didn't know it was going to happen.
And who was Mr. Frisbee? He came and found that he's the Ice Age man.
He's the Ice Age man.
Yeah, he's just the explorer pad. Why is that the bit that you've got the biggest problem with?
I just like his name. I think he's creatively
named. You sounded worried and confused at the beginning of that sentence.
I tell you what. Given that that is, we're really shortchanging people with that as a bonus episode if we do just leave it at that. I say we go right back.
And go into the fucking cave.
And you go, you turn back into the cave.
All right, back in the cave.
Let's rewind time.
You step into a niche in the rocks. A niche in the rocks?
I'd say niche.
To escape the merciless blast of wind and lean back against the rock wall. Suddenly it crumbles under your weight, causing you to fall backward down a muddy slope and into a pond. The sun shines brightly down on you as you pick yourself up, dripping wet, and wade to the grassy shore. Bit weird.
Grassy shore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look back at the rock, rising out of the pond, but you can't see where you fell through. While you are collecting your senses, a horse comes prancing up, its rider dressed in tin armour. A knight out of the history books. Enough to make you laugh.
Out of him history books! Hooey!
The horseman lifts off his helmet and laughs himself.
Well, he's a horseman!
He's a centaur.
Oh. No, he's not a centaur, unfortunately. What a place for a bath! He calls out.
God.
Well, it was worth it. You're cleaner than a pig. He almost falls off his horse. He's laughing so hard.
Uh-oh.
But climb on and I'll take you back to the castle, he says. We'll see if we can't make a human out of you yet. So, do you accept the ride back to the castle, right, or do you decline the invitation and try to find your way back into the cave of time?
Oh.
I thought we were in the cave.
You turned back to the cave and you fell over.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we did.
So even when we chose the cave, yeah, we haven't made it to the cave yet.
Yeah.
The cave
sounds like it sucks.
Yeah.
I think guys, if we go back in the cave, we'll get a different time.
I would like to go to a castle.
Yeah, that's medieval. I feel like medieval is our speed.
All right.
Let's go with, what's he called?
The Laughing Knight.
Sir Globules.
Mm. Okay, yeah. We'll call him Sir
Chuckles.
Sir Jeggings.
Nope.
Vinyl.
Sir Jeggings Vinyl. Where are Jeggings in our room? Liam was casting his eyes.
Yeah, I was doing a bit of a Kaiser Soze. So Sir Jeggings.
Okay.
Sir Jeggings helps you up onto his horse and you sit uncomfortably as it canters over the countryside. After travelling a mile or so, you come to a great stone castle.
Oh, it is great. Look at it.
The horse trots across the drawbridge and into the stable. Jump! The knight calls to you, and you slide off the rear end of the horse. The knight escorts you into the grand chamber of the castle. All about you are stewards, attendants, and knights. After a few minutes later, you find yourself bowing before the king himself. Mm-hmm. After hearing your story, the king looks gravely at his advisers and knights and stewards. Does anyone believe this tale? He asks. Everyone cries back, No, Your Majesty! Or, Certainly not, Your Majesty! Tell us the truth, the king roars at you.
Ooh.
So, you can insist that you are telling the truth, or you can try to make up a plausible story.
I think if we insist on telling the truth, then they're going to, like, kill us for being, like, a witch or a liar or something. So maybe we should make it a little bit more...
Yeah, I'd buy that.
A little bit more medieval... Or then are they going to be like, oh, well, you've changed your story, so we're going to hang you. Actually, if he got hung, that would be hanged. That would be really dark. So,
for the crime of telling a slight porky,
yeah,
dead.
For a little white lie, you'll be hanged till dead.
As a child.
Edward and Andrew, you dark horses. Hanging kids.
It's already been. We've already
it
been
was Andrea's idea.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a good cop out of all this, isn't it? Yeah. That's why Andrea's got so many credits. Yeah. Just so you can say, like, well, technically it was her department, yeah. So...
Husband, I want to write another story!
I don't think she knows about the attribution. I think she's completely none the wiser.
He just finished writing the book and he was like, I killed this kid a lot. Might just say my wife came up with the killing bits.
All kid death responsible.
With Andrea.
Responsibility of my wife.
Should we tell a lie then? That's not what the angel would do, but I think it's the right thing to do.
I would.
You were a terrible angel.
I would definitely
tell a lie.
Pretty plummeted to your death, mate. That's not an angel's.
Okay. You're going to make up a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want to make Paddy and Zach make it up, though.
Oh, I've got it. Oh, wow. This is in your voice.
Who is it?
Yeah, so I've got to try and do a voice that I think is like the mean of all of your voices. I'm sorry to have intruded. I'm not going to do that for everyone. I'm sorry to have intruded upon your royal domain, your majesty, you say humbly.
It's quite nice.
That is sweet.
We are humble.
We are.
Very humble.
Trying to think up a good story as fast as you can. It's true, sire. I have been badly mistreated by my wicked stepfather, with whom I live, and I place myself under your wise and just protection. Bleak.
Okay, yeah. Well, what's Howard been doing? Yeah.
Good lie, though.
Like, who is this wicked stepfather and where does he live?
Uh-oh.
The king asks. If he is wicked enough, we may want him to be one of our knights. He adds, laughing, as do all the courtiers. He lives beyond the hill, you say, pointing towards a high wooded ridge. And his name is Smith. The king laughs once again. Then your stepfather must be a fish, he says. For beyond yonder hill is Loch Ness. Oh, hang on. I'm going to have to retcon.
Whoa, hold up.
Wait, what?
Yep,
then your father must be a fish. For beyond yonder hill is Loch Ness.
So we did go into it. Unless this is all by Hank's Ranch.
Yeah.
It's like a weird, you know, a version of Loch Ness in the middle of Nebraska.
So I guess...
Never know.
No, I think the other one's more likely.
No, it's just more likely we're in Scotland, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we immediately...
That was quite a good lie, though.
I mean,
not a bad one.
Off to the tower, said the king shouts.
Oh, what?
Yep.
Hey,
the tower of what?
Oh, because we told him that it was... Oh, and
what,
yeah.
So, like, so the hill starts, and then there's just endless water.
There's Loch Ness forever.
Coast. Yeah, and there's no option that someone could live there at all. It is just water. Yeah.
We live on a boat!
Or on the bank.
I've never heard of a houseboat. I don't believe you.
Or houses near water, I guess.
No, the only option is he's a fish.
Everything west is fish.
Yeah. I've seen everything. Everything is a fish.
Yeah. I'm a king and I've been everywhere.
Yeah, I really hope that we don't get punished by death for that. That would have been
horrible. To the tower. The tower sounds safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, famously.
Two knights leap forward, drag you out of the chamber and, with spears at your back, force you to climb 48 stone steps to the tower prison.
48 is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a clue.
That's like having to, you know, use the stairs at Covent Garden. Never do it.
You'll never survive.
That was like the worst. It's like you're practicing small talk.
I know, yeah.
Covent Garden's got stairs there.
Don't worry. Like, that was one of those ones where I immediately went, that's being cut. Already self-edited that one out.
Yeah. Not now, though. Now it's been funny enough to be shit.
We can stay. Yes. That's it. A tiny cylindrical room with one small window looking out over the moat and a pasture land beyond. The only furniture is a bed of straw. You realise you are back in the early days of feudal Europe, where the only laws are the king's whims. You have no idea how long he intends to keep you in the tower. There is one possibility of escape. The water in the moat, about 25 feet almost directly below your window, is quite deep. If you jump out far enough, you should land in the deep water and not be hurt.
Now, looking at two of you, both got a glint in your eye at this point.
What's the other option?
Before I 100% go with the only option that we're doing, which is the death, I wanted to... Is there any indication that from this tower we can see this amazing body of water?
To the west, there is an endless sea. Yeah.
Enjoy the fish!
If it's like a fish kingdom, though, we'll be, you know...
Yeah, if we can get there.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe we should aim for there.
Atlantis would be the fish kingdom, right? Is that what they...
What's our other option?
Aquaman was a fish, just right? Stay where you are.
Just stay in the tower.
Maintain the status quo.
Oh, well,
he hasn't told us we're gonna die. He's just put us in a prison.
Jump out of tower.
think that's definitely going to kill us.
25. You could definitely survive 25 feet into deep water.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I want to get to the end of this book.
I feel like you've been outvoted a number of times. Yeah, Lars, I think I'm going to roll with you.
Thanks, guys.
So
thanks.
We stay in the tower?
Yeah. If we die now, it's all my fault.
You decide to wait, but soon regret it.
Oh,
a guard visits you twice a day and brings you only black bread and water. In a few days, you feel almost too weak to escape, even if you had the chance. But just as you are beginning to despair of ever regaining your freedom,
you die.
The guard walks in, smiling. The king has ordered you out of here, he says. We have a much more important prisoner, a man who insulted the king's horse.
The envoy of the fish people.
He claims there are people there.
We must disguise you as him and send you to his town.
And he may look like us, and he may have legs and arms, but he is a fish.
He's a fish.
We all know he's a fish. He laughs in your face. You don't know whether he is telling the truth or not, but he holds the door and waves you out. You walk down the long flight of stone steps to the main courtyard, free again, at least for the moment. The drawbridge is down, and there seems to be nothing in the way of you leaving the castle. There is a splendid black horse tied up near you, probably owned by one of the knights. It occurs to you that you could cover a lot of ground on that horse before...
Steal it. To the left is a mammoth.
So the choices are steal a horse or ask the king for refuge.
How do you steal a horse? You have to put a brick through its windows.
Well, actually,
hot wire.
If it's the right sort of horse, you can just get half a tennis ball and...
What, on his ears?
Yeah.
Pop them up.
Yeah. I reckon...
Grand theft horse.
I think steal the horse,
grand
right?
Grand theft horse.
Because if
grand
you ask... Yeah. We don't want to deal with the king again, but I don't know. Who's this more exciting prisoner?
Grand theft horse.
I mean, the likelihood of us surviving as a penniless urchin in medieval Europe is definitely quite low.
Whereas if we have a great horse we can sell...
Yeah.
But then, also though, just putting out there, if we steal that horse, we're getting chased by knights.
Yeah,
that's banging. All right, let's steal the horse.
Why is that banging? That's death.
It's an adventure.
All right. In a moment, you are across the bridge and galloping over the countryside, feeling a good deal smarter than the king and his knights. When you pass some shepherds and wave, they wave back. You rest at a cottage of a friendly goat herd who feeds you a good dinner. Do not fear the king, he says. He's a fool who sits and drinks grog all day. His only concern is deciding who to put in the tower. His own knights laugh at him, and he's more likely to fall from his throne than you are from your horse. Be off now and on to merry England, for great things await you there. Godspeed and God fortune.
Kill Jester.
Godspeed and good fortune.
God fortune.
God fortune. Your energies are renewed by good food and drink. You should not have been giving booze to this child. And your horse, too, is ready to ride.
Is our horse pissed? Is that what's the implication?
Yeah,
that sounded like it.
You thank your host warmly and ride off to new adventures and a new life, almost 1,000 years before you were born. The end!
That's it!
Right, should we just,
what?
That's your end.
Oh, it's at the beginning of our D&D campaign.
It's the beginning of your D&D campaign in merry old England.
So we made it...
You survived that time.
That is very strange to be like, you're off to start your adventure. Yeah. Goodbye, the book of adventures is done.
Start your adventure. Write it yourself, you lazy prick!
Is that considered a good ending?
I think it's pretty good.
I put it out there.
I don't know what your problem is. I thought you were good
as in like...
We survived.
Mm. Yeah, but
satisfying to listen to.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, nobody's going to have enjoyed this.
No, that was a shit ending.
No, I thought I was, if
the ending is just like, you make it off into your adventure, like I'd rather we died in a hilarious way every time.
I mean, we could roll back one final time, or we could just find out what all the decisions we made right could have.
All right, let's go.
I roll back. Yeah, I want to go to a different.
Want to get into the fucking cave? We've never been in the cave.
I don't think you can. Can we just assume that we've been into the cave twice now, and then we're out in the third time? So like, we went back in once, came out, it was medieval. We went back in another time, came out, it was something else.
Well, why don't we try going into the cave, the second cave?
Ah, yeah, okay.
Alright, cool.
Maybe it'll take
us to the
future.
Which one, the mammoth one or
the one before the mammoth, yeah.
What if that's just a cave, though, and then it's just like, okay, cool.
You die in the cave.
Yeah, you die of exposure.
You don't die in that cave, so we can give this one a go.
Alright,
okay. Okay, so...
Final round.
Recap. You went in a cave, you came out of a cave, you tried to go find your Uncle Howard, you crossed a big kind of river, like dried up riverbed. You came to another cave and you thought, well, the first one served me pretty well, so let's go in this one.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Nothing went wrong the first time.
Check that cave.
As you enter the cave, you see a flickering light ahead of you and the smell of smoke. You make your way along a winding passageway and enter a large chamber. Fires rise out of earthen vessels. Several short, stocky people with straight black hair and primitive faces are painting pictures on the walls of the cave. They are dressed in animal skins. In the corner of the cave are beds of straw. You stand, slightly afraid, as the cave people drop their work and run over and stare at you in disbelief. The largest man is carrying a long vine. He steps forward as though he might seize you and tie you up.
Uh-oh.
You can try and make friends, or you can try to run for it.
Is he going to hang him?
All right, so we know where there is a mammoth, though. So, like, we can run them into the mammoth.
Run them into
I think these guys might outrun us. I don't know. If it looks like he's about to tie us up, like, I don't know. Maybe if we try and make friends.
Tie us up.
Yeah, and maybe if we run, it's going to be like.
Yeah, then we make friends.
Make friends.
Yeah, do the Wangus dance.
Yeah.
All right. You make friendly gestures. Can you guys please give me an idea of what a friendly gesture is?
I'm just going to grab my dick and balls and gesture towards them.
And I'm going to go.
I think that's hostile. That's just...
That is horrible.
That's horrible.
The dick and balls thing.
What are you doing?
All three of us get to choose a thing to make the boy do.
Like, friendly gesture, like normal person hand out, like... Not necessarily submissive, but non-threatening hands up.
So you've got your hands up.
You've got one hand
trousers
up.
Trousers down.
Cock in one hand.
Yeah. Paddy's squeaking gently at them. Great. That's our friendly...
I just want to remind you, you're a small boy.
That is the kind of thing a small boy
do. The only appropriate reaction here is for them to kill him.
Yeah, well, you make friendly gestures. The man holding the vine steps back and smiles. I cannot believe this worked. The people talk to you in...
A true chieftain among men.
He drops his trousers.
The people talk to you in a friendly fashion, but you cannot understand what they are saying, nor can they understand you. You feel awkward, but happy to be safe and warm for the moment.
Oh.
Several people have gone back to working on their paintings. You decide to try communicating through a drawing. You begin to draw a picture of yourself eating. The cave people laugh, but one of them brings you a slice of half-cooked meat. You ask, can you cook it all the way? Not just like... just...
You send it back.
Yeah, you send it back.
The fish people would never have done this to me.
It doesn't taste very good, but you are so hungry you don't mind. Gradually, you make friends and learn a few words. Some of the people go hunting and come back with game. Others make clothing from animal skins. You help with cleaning and cooking, and each day paint a picture on the walls. The others are fascinated by your drawings of airplanes, ships and cars, things they see only as abstract designs, for they have no way of knowing what function they could serve. One day a group of other people visit. You have never seen them before, but your friends welcome them warmly, holding a great feast in their honour. After everyone is through eating, the conversation intensifies. You can tell that the cave people are talking about a serious problem.
Uh-oh.
Then, one by one, they drift off to sleep. You walk outside to see if you can learn anything. The ground is covered with deep snow. A bitter cold wind blows the snow in whirling clouds. Next morning, the people pack up their belongings, and they urge you to do so also. That's a terrible fucking sentence.
You, not really. Yeah, like, yeah. You weren't helped there. That's, quite, yeah.
Some migration is obviously intended, no doubt to a warmer climate. You feel you should go with the cave people, but you have a great longing to return to your own home, and your only hope of doing so is to find your way back to the Cave of Time.
Oh.
So, are you going to go with the cave people? That will almost certainly end the game.
Yes.
Or are you going to find your way back to the Cave of Time? That will also probably end the game with your death.
I mean, it only seems
definitely
right.
Why do we die in the Cave of Time?
Why do you die in the Time of Cave?
Well, you're just small boy in the... Glacial exploit.
No, I don't think you'll die. I think it'll be another nice ending. Like, maybe you go off and you find your new life as a little...
No, that'll happen if we go with
them.
No,
that's what I'm thinking. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If we just randomly start walking around looking for another cave, we'll die.
Yeah, but...
Oh, I don't know. I think we find the Cave of Time.
I think...
Time cave.
Well, you've outvoted me.
Yeah. Including me, who's not supposed to. I'm supposed to be part of
Liam had already turned the page and be like, no, we're doing this way.
You pack up your few belongings. The one you prize most is a knife carved from the tusk of a woolly mammoth. Mm. You wave goodbye to your friends and trudge through the snow, trying to retrace your steps back to the Cave of Time. Though the wind is colder than ever, the bright sun stirs your hopes. You've become much more rugged from living with the cave people, and your crude animal skin clothes keep you surprisingly warm.
Yeah.
You find you've leveled up.
Yes,
yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
You find your way down into the canyon.
You're a medium boy now.
And in a few hours you reach the entrance to the cave, now almost covered with blowing snow. You are exhausted from the long trek, and your eyes are watering from the cold wind. You hardly notice a large grey shape only a few yards from the entrance to the cave until you hear a deep, guttural growl of a wolf.
Just like that. Your impression.
That's the wolf. That definitely wasn't me hiccuping. Now you stare directly into the cold, cruel eyes. You feel that at your slightest movement it will spring at you. You must think what to do before you move. You probably could outrun the wolf to the cave. It might hesitate before following you.
Yeah, that is not true.
I can probably outrun the wolf.
Guys, we're a medium boy now. Come on.
Yeah, it's a medium boy.
Boys can run fast.
Got big stats.
Yeah. Faster than wolves.
It might hesitate before following you and give you enough time to escape. Or you could try to knife the wolf in the throat as it leaps at you.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that one.
That's not going to end well.
Well, I mean... Okay, fine. I understand that one of those options was definitely going to kill us, and it's probably the knife, the wolf, and the throat one. But I want to critique the book here, which is both of those options suck, and they both result in death.
But one of them is still leading us towards the cave. I think Laurie and I are leaning towards run, Zach's leaning towards fight.
I don't necessarily leaning towards fight, it's just...
Yeah, that is kind of the cooler, that is the adventure thing.
All right, well, I say we go with run, then, as it's a vote.
I just think this is the most boring way to play. Attack the wolf!
Slowly you unsheath your knife and then run for the entrance. The wolf is after you like a shot. It leaps and tears your bearskin coat. While the wolf is regaining its balance, you run into the cave and toward the left tunnel. The wolf runs after you. You look over your shoulder and lose your footing. Instead of falling on the ground, you feel yourself sliding down a long, steep chute. Far above, the wolf howls with frustration.
That's why very good.
That's quite good.
It was almost Tim Allen, but not quite.
You land in a heap at the bottom of a pit, shaken but unharmed. There is a dark passageway to the left. You toss in a stone, and after what seems like a long time, you hear a splash far below.
It's a pond. It's a pond from earlier.
Fortunately, there is another passageway to the
so
right.
So pleased with himself.
It's
the same goddamn pond!
Fortunately, there is another passageway to the right, which is dimly lit by phosphorescent light. Turn to page 25.
Ooh!
Oh, don't even get a choice
back
here.
Back in the cave.
Oh, hello.
Oh, fuck.
This is an interesting one. You walk along the right-hand passageway for a long distance, praying that you can find a tunnel that will lead you to your own time. You choose one of the many tunnels you see and follow it.
Oh, shit.
Instead of rising to the surface, you enter a brightly lighted chamber, in the centre of which is a bearded old man seated in a chair. Got to come up with a
mate. There is a universal old man,
you know,
bearded
pal.
Old man. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's
hey, welcome to the Alky
Shop. Welcome
to
the cave.
I got pubs and I'm
We've really fucking had a go at Scotland. This he's
not going to be. He's not going to be Scottish. Welcome, he says, as if he had been expecting you. Thank you, you reply. Can you help me find my way back to my own time? The old man smiles.
No.
First of all, he says, tell me why you want to return to your old time
instead of
another time.
Listen up, cunt.
If you say, because I want to be back with my family and friends... So, okay, the options, you've got four options this time.
Oh, fuck.
You can say, because I want to be back with my family and friends... You can say, because I don't want to take a chance of being in a bad time. You can say, I would like to try another time, but only if you can assure me that I will eventually get back to my own time. Or you can say, who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Do you reckon we only get one question?
Like, I would like
one
to
shot, one opportunity.
Yeah. I want to know who Father Time is,
yeah,
but also, our initial plan was find Howard. So it would make sense to...
You say our.
Your initial plan
was to find Howard. I don't care about Howard. I care about the man controlling time.
My aim was to bring Howard to justice for his crimes.
Well, that is still finding Howard.
No, it's not. No, it's retreating a safe distance and sending the FBI to find Howard.
What did Howard do?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
I remember this now. Okay.
So do you want to know who Father Time is?
You want to know who Timey Mallet is?
Yeah.
Hey. Here we go.
Timey Mallet.
I think who are you?
Who is Timey Mallet?
He pulls a crossbow gently from his robe.
Your end. I'm a philosopher, the old man says, who when asked to choose a time, instead chose timelessness so that, although nothing would ever happen in my life, I would have all the time in the world to think about it. Are you happy with your decision? No! Because philosophy is nothing outside of time. Take the tunnel to your right, return to your own time, and let your life be your philosophy. The end.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Cool. All right, so we've made it back.
Yay! You made it back.
Well.
That felt like an abrupt philosophical ending at the end. A philosophical lesson, which I don't really know if I agree with anyway.
I don't think I was ready for it.
No.
No.
No, he delivered a shattering truth in about a sentence, didn't he?
He
wished for a life outside of time, and so he ended up living in this cave.
Yeah,
yeah, okay, so crushed by his own hubris.
Yeah,
and then just,
blah, 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 blah. We've all been there. Yeah.
Do all of those endings lead to the end? I can see you flicking through as
if we know that just talking to him to find out who he is ends the game, why don't we just go to another time?
Just
a random time.
Okay. Wow, yeah, there is some like interest. I've just literally turned one page back from the one you're on, and the first line is you cautiously approach the spaceship.
What?
Well, fucking hell, the mysteries
guys,
in this
we'll
book.
Let's do one more last thing. Let's just go to another time. When he gives us the option to go to one more time, let's do one more.
One more time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right.
So rather than end the game, let's just see if there's one other branch. And if it's instant death, then it's instant death.
All right. Let's see if I can find that. Okay. No, the choices are, you want to go home because I don't want to take a chance of being in a bad time.
Yes, okay.
You want to go with that one?
No, because that opportunity take
that's
us
boring.
Yeah,
down the same tunnel.
Yeah.
So 44 is the I would like to try another time.
Yeah, that one.
Let's do it.
Random time.
All right.
Random time.
Ah, you are a shrewd one, the old man says. You'll try to get two loaves of bread rather than settle for one. Well, I'll show you one other time, and if you don't like it, just say so, and I'll return you to your own time if there's time to do so. Take the tunnel to your left. You follow his direction, walk through the tunnel, and come out onto a city street. Instantly, you realise that war is going on.
Insta-war.
Isn't it? You flashback to now.
bombs and rockets are exploding all around you.
Oh, fuck.
You cry out to the old man, asking to be returned to the Cave of Time. But there is no time left. Boom! Motherfucker.
Is that the end?
That was the end.
You were blown up.
Just instant. So he. So he.
What a cunty old
thought
man!
The child. He's like, oh, I got some time for you, kid. Why don't you just check out
World War III, motherfucker?
Yeah. What? Yeah. What a dick!
Wow. What a mistake. Wow.
I think we've discovered the book's antagonist.
Yeah. And it yeah. Well, thanks, Liam. That was mind opening.
How enlightening. Yeah.
Now we know that there are only fish people on Loch Ness.
Yeah.
And the best way to become a medium boy is to survive a winter with pre-man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
great.
I think that was the...
The moral.
I mean, I'm glad games are better now. Like, I'm still putting it out there. Like, it was good fun.
No offence, Edward and Andrea.
They laid a fantastic foundation for other people to improve on.
Absolutely, yeah.
One of them is definitely dead by the other's hand, by the way. Can we just establish that?
We find out? Let's just do a little bit of history. What's the guy's name?
Edward Packard.
I'm just going to find out if Edward Packard's still alive. I mean, I can't see... I think one of his kids is called Andrea.
I think he's still alive as well.
Yeah, he's definitely still alive.
Oh, that's quite sweet then.
I think he's given the like conceptual credit to his child.
Yeah.
For like help in developing the story.
Do you think Andrea is the... It's not a little boy.
It's
a small girl.
Or doesn't it say small boy in it?
Nope, I think you made that up.
Oh, we were the baddies all along.
Oh, yeah. It was our adventure.
We were actually a medium girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do we have to take out all those? No, we keep the jokes in about him and his wife hating each other. We'll just keep that in.
What a great way to end, Zach.
That's the real spirit. Well, thank you so much, Liam, for doing that.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on the adventure with me.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I didn't have a choice.
You showed up and started reading the book at me.
We'll be back in the next episode of Rite of Fantasy, won't we, boys and girls?
Yes. What episode will that be?
Well, that's a good question, Liam. It'll be episode...
Insert episode number here.
I guess it just depends where we are in time.
Wow. Not even a joke.
Time.
I'm singing the Supreme.
It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell. That's my one.
Good. Have you got a jingle you want to do?
Just wah, wah.
Zach, leaves it to you to finish it. Great.
That's lovely.
That was it. That's all I have.
Sweet.